It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1. Proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. And there's nothing like a great, great belly laugh to get your momentum going, David Christmas, on a Monday morning. You know what? There are so many things that will try to hinder your momentum. And I would implore you this morning, don't let your momentum get deterred this morning. Remember, as you're traveling in on this Momentum Monday, watch out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. Remember, they are in effect until 9 a.m. So if you're traveling in this morning trying to get your work day and your kids' school day started, please give yourself enough time to get there safely. Stay engaged. Watch out for the South Traffic Circle as people are whizzing through it. Make sure that you're slowing down. As you're behind school buses, make sure you're slowing for kids that are standing at bus stops and waiting for buses, school buses that are unattended by any adults whatsoever. And watch out for pedestrians, people that are just walking, trying to get there, people who are exercising and going about getting their day started. So as we get our momentum going on this Monday morning, lots and lots to watch out for. Remember, today is Columbus Day, so a lot of banks are closed today. A lot of people, it's a long weekend for them today. So some people are just kicked back and enjoying the morning, enjoying the long weekend. So as we get started this Momentum Monday, DC, what do we say about the Saints and the Pats?
Man, I'm going to tell you, woo, I don't think the Saints fans are that happy this morning.
No, and I'm telling you, I don't understand. We get so engaged. Okay, The Saints have taken a 24-23 lead. I hate to bring it up, Saints fans, this morning. Just under 3 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Got to do it.
Yes. When Breeze, okay, on third and 20, he hits Kenny Stills with a 35-yard touchdown pass against, I mean, he literally, DC, threads the needle in double coverage.
Yes.
They get the touchdown, and we think, Sadie, bar the door.
I didn't think that.
You didn't think that?
No.
All
right. Because I know Brady, and I know the winner that he is, and I know it just doesn't take him that long to go the length of the field. It just doesn't take that long.
And so I'm thinking, okay, we may have given them a little too much time with 2 minutes and 24 seconds left.
Well, we gave them the ball with 3 minutes, Carlette. We gave them with 3 minutes and 24 seconds. We gave it to them, then we got it back.
Okay.
And you just can't give it to him again. You know, and I thought the decision of not to punt it, to put them back deeper, was a bad deal. And, you know, you just got to get the first down, and you just can't do, you know, you just, and I, you know, it happens. It's football.
I mean, and then he comes back, DC, and he hurts him. I mean, Brady takes the field again. You know, the fans are leaving. They think, surely, Sadie barred the door. It's over. And I'm saying, what's up with the Saints' defense?
And I was telling you, like I was telling Carlos last night, I said, look, man, you know, those corners, man, you know, I mean, they are going to be your undoing.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot stop these receivers from catching these balls.
Rob Ryan, the Saints defensive coordinator, absolutely could not believe what he was seeing. He was like, I mean, at one moment there was pandemonium. Yes, the Saints are going to go 6-0. It's done. They go, you know, they beat the Patriots on their field. Let's take it back to the boot. No. And then Drew Brees takes the field again. And
yes.
I mean, I'm like, I'm sitting there and I'm looking for an adjective of what Drew Brees is about to do, because you know that it is so surgical.
Absolutely.
It is so succinct.
Absolutely.
It is systematic, the way that he marches down the field and gets it done.
With precision. And he had it on his mind. He had it on his mind. And I'm going to tell you, the Saints' defense was just do-do.
You wanted to
do-do,
say
do-do, do-do, Brown. Yeah,
you
do-do.
Wanted to say that this
do-do.
Morning. It was, well, the
do-do!
Saints, they say. And so.
The, I love it!
So, but you know what? You're not.
Yeah, they didn't show up, mother.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I just think that at the end of the game, I think that they just kind of, it was a battle of wills at the end of the game.
Yeah, it was. Now I'm gonna tell you, with Drew Brees, mm-hmm. who is just as good, if not better. I mean, you know, when it comes down to marching his team down, you know, a few weeks ago, somebody gave him the ball with 54 seconds, and he went right down and scored a touchdown and won the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these guys will do to you. They really know how to march down the field with these receivers and get these get the ball in and score a touchdown.
And as you talk about receivers, this is a whole new core of receivers that Tom Brady is.
That's why you have to respect Tom, because you know he lost Wes Welker, who was his go-to. He lost Aaron Hernandez, who allegedly committed a murder, and then Big Gronkowski, the big tight end. They've got two of them, but I think both of them are down. And so he's doing it with all new people.
Mm-hmm.
The same stuff that he's been doing for years,
mm-hmm.
breaking folks' hearts at the end of a game with those comebacks. And I'm going to tell you, he is cool. He is calm.
Mm-hmm.
The man knows how to play football. He gets the job done, and he's worth every dollar that they're paying him. And I know the fans who left the game are upset.
Mm-hmm.
Because they even thought that the Saints had it locked up.
Yeah,
and that's
they did.
The thing. That's what makes it fantastic, the NFL.
And what do you
because
say about –
Because you can't ever give up on one of the professionals.
You really can't. And what do you say about Bill Belichick?
Oh, man, Bill Belichick is a winner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is a tactician.
He is a tactician.
You know?
And after the game, this is what Brady said. He said, you know what, this was about – and I couldn't have agreed more. He said this was about mental toughness and seeing – what your guys are made of. And he said, that's how the Patriots team is being defined. And I said, that is some powerful you know, statements to say about your team and about understanding who they are.
Right.
And never say die.
Right.
You know, when the fans counted you out, when the pundits counted, well, I don't know if the pundits had necessarily counted Brady out, because he is such a tactician that you can't count him out until the scoreboard says 0-0-0-0.
Absolutely. He's, you know, he's in a fight to the end.
It was a great game.
Yes,
and
it was.
And then what about on Saturday, LSU and the Florida Gators?
Well, LSU did well. I mean, you know, they won.
It was more of a, it was a low-scoring game.
Yeah, it was a good game. I mean, you know, I mean, Florida has a really, really good defense. I mean, so, you know, and to get the points that they did get enough to win the game, that was awesome.
Absolutely. It was a great weekend of football, starting with Friday night football. We hope that your team won. Now the teams are going into district games, so it's really, really getting tough now.
Absolutely.
For teams.
Absolutely.
In the playoffs.
Absolutely. A lot of the teams started their district. Most of them play 5 district games.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them started their district this week. And a lot of people are kind of starting behind the 8-ball if you lost, but a lot of teams did win.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just, with the high school situation, you just got to see how it's going to play out, because – you know, those players, it just depends on who shows up.
I knew you were going to say that.
We're not going to play tonight. this is not the night that we, you know. And then the next night, a team that you thought they would lose to, they win. And the team you thought they would beat, they lose.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. Our boy is going to be playing against our hometown this Friday, his school. So,
yeah,
you know, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. You know, and, you know.
The B-Town. It's going to be hard to root against the B. Hey, look.
It'll be hard, but you know what? I think we'll manage.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right.
And you know what I was thinking to this Friday night football? I was saying last Friday, I said, you know, what we love about high school football and football in general is I love the smell of football. When you walk out onto the field.
Yeah, you love it.
The gridiron is just, it is alive and awake and just electric.
And it's awesome because you really know how to talk about the game, because you understand the game. You know, you've been around the game, was a cheerleader in high school,
mm-hmm.
watching me play all through college. And, you know, you talk about the game more than most men I know. Some men just can't talk about football. Stop doing it, man. Stop doing it.
Hey, it
Stop doing it.
DC, it's 7:47. We want to give you your momentum this morning. And you know what, DC? I don't think. Do you think that this changes the momentum for the Saints, or do you think that they needed to get this one?
No, I really do think. In the pros, Carla, nobody's going to go 16-0 hardly. It's rare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 1972 Dolphins are the only undefeated team ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the New England Patriots went 16-0 a few years back, and then they lost to the New York Giants
mm-hmm.
at the last game. I just myself personally believe that you really need to lose somewhere up the road, because
mm-hmm.
if you don't, you start actually thinking that you're, you know, a little bit better than what you probably are. Because
mm-hmm.
in the pros, a team who have lost, they lost every game,
uh-huh.
can be popping on all cylinders and beat a team who have won every game.
Right.
So you can't, you know, to get a loss, it's not a bad thing, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You got to say hats off to Drew Brees as well. Even though he wasn't able to go and get the first down on that last drive, you know, he kept the ball. They're thinking, you know, they did a fake. It looked good, but he got really stopped in the backfield. Didn't get the first down. They didn't punt. And as you said, and a lot of pundits, I'm sure, will question that play calling this morning, Monday morning quarterbacking. Should they have punted the ball? Well,
right.
they didn't. But, you know, hats off still to Drew Brees, because he, too,
right.
is a tactician.
Yes, he is.
And he will hurt you.
Oh, he will hurt you. And that's why they won the Super Bowl when they won it.
Mm-hmm.
It was because of Drew.
And can you believe that they even thought about not paying Drew Brees his money?
Oh, absolutely. But let me tell you something, Carlette. Now, even though the Saints lost, I don't think that New England can beat them again.
I don't think so either.
You know, I mean, if they had to meet in a Super Bowl and
mm-hmm.
deep in the playoffs or something like that, I think that New Orleans would be able to pull it off. Because I believe New Orleans played a better game. They won the game. They were playing behind
mm-hmm.
the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
They were changing points, but they stayed in the game until the end, and they finished them off. Their defense just needs to put them to bed, baby. It's time. When it's time to close the deal, baby, it's time to cut their throats. You got to go ahead on and kill them.
Yeah, you got to take it by the throat.
You got to be a killer.
And you got to give hats off before we go to break to kill.
And that's what Drew
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is. He is a killer.
And he's a closer.
Yeah, he's a closer.
He's a closer. You got to give hats off.
Down, baby.
To Kimbrel Thompson.
Take it like a man. You tried it.
you got to give hats off to Kimbrel Thompson, who makes 3 catches for 45 yards, but none more important than that 17-yard touchdown in the final seconds that lifts the Patriots to a win over the New Orleans Saints. Hey, everybody, it's Momentum Monday.
Yeah.
It's 7:50, and guess what? You're on point.
Hey, look, is your momentum going right now?
My momentum is
I'm fired up. Boy, got going good this morning. Thank you. Doo-doo.
It is popping on all cylinders. Hey, everybody, stay on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring,
and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hades Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
From the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana. Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one piece?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The box clearly says a 5-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. I know you're started by now. It's 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9 a.m. Eastern, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent. Remember to share today and shape tomorrow. You can do that by phoning 318-484-2260, also Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, I also want to remind you guys that this Saturday, October 19th, is the actual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Now, online registration has closed, but if you missed that window of opportunity, here's what you do. Phone us at 318-445-5658, and we'll tell you how to connect. We want as many people as possible to be on point for this incredible race. Now, switching gears, let me tell you what we're talking about this morning. Many of you may not have noticed that the art of communication is changing. The way that we deal with each other in terms of conversation, the way that we deal with our kids, we're all moving into this world of technology, of texting, and nobody is talking anymore. In fact, I read an article that talked about eye contact being lost in conversation between 30% and 60% of the time. In a typical conversation, emotional contact is built through eye contact. But you know what? We're so busy on these mobile devices that we have stopped talking. And this morning, we are going to introduce you to an incredible man who's written an incredible book that we believe is going to help each and every one of us. And let me introduce you to Marvin Brown. He is an expert in business communication strategies. He's a sought-after speaker, and he is the author of How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime, Simple Strategies for Great Conversations. Marvin, good morning, and welcome to the OPT Network.
Oh, hello there. Good morning to you, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. And so, Marvin, let's talk about why you thought that this book at this time would be apropos.
Well, actually, you know, it would have been even more apropos 10 years ago. And, of course, because of the technology today, maybe even more so. But however startling it seems at first, statistics show, and I'm talking about scientific studies, mm-hmm. done by some of the finest psychology departments and universities around the country, that about 95% of the people in the United States of America don't know how to go over to someone who they don't know and begin a conversation, to meet people socially, mm-hmm. casually, just even for a 2 or 3 minute encounter. And these are skills that are just not taught anywhere in America. And I thought, well, if 95% of the people, the country, don't know how to go over and have a conversation with other people, maybe there was a need for the book.
Absolutely.
And that's how it started.
Absolutely. And so as we talk about those 90% of the people who are afraid to start conversations, for all of those people that are listening that may have that and don't even know they have it, let's talk about why it can be so daunting to start a conversation with someone that you don't know in a room full of people where you may not know anyone. Why is it so daunting?
Well, it's because what goes around comes around. And not only in this country, but all over the world, but let's say in the United States of America, since the beginning of time practically, parents spent hundreds of hours teaching their children just how to speak. And you could even hear it with a newborn baby who's maybe a day or two or three old, you know, days old, and the mother's holding the child in her arms and looks down And you could tell from the tone of her voice, and she'll say, "Oh, sweetheart, you are so beautiful, and I am your mother. Say mommy."
Mm-hmm.
And even there, they're beginning to teach the child how to speak. And it goes on and on and on until finally we even start teaching them manners. And at a certain early age, where the child has done this many times before, but at the dinner table says, "Oh, I don't have a spoon. Can I have a spoon? Or can I have an extra cookie?" And the mother then all of a sudden will give it to the child and say, "Oh, and from now on, when you ask somebody for something, even me, anybody, and they give it to you, say thank you."
Mm-hmm.
And we teach them manners. And then finally again, where for the first time in the child's life, they're going to be able to leave home alone. And it may be go to a friend's house, two blocks down the road, or a school bus, a block and a half away. And then finally the mother will say, "Oh, and by the way, if when you're walking and somebody comes by and you don't know who it is," mm-hmm. "and it's an adult and they start talking to you, you keep walking."
Mm-hmm.
"Don't talk back." And then we grow up with stranger danger, mm-hmm. in our mm-hmm. subconscious mind, right?
Absolutely. And so with all that said, Marvin, and I think that's right on point, because as I was reading the book, I can recall this very conversation with my son as early as 2 years old, when I said to him, if someone wanted to give him a piece of candy or someone wanted to engage him, and I said, "Who is that?" "Okay, the answer is, I don't know." "If you don't know, then you shouldn't be talking to that person." But then this is something that has been ingrained in our kids since they could talk. But then when we become adults and we need to talk, what kind of technique can we use to sort of break free from years and years of, if you don't know a person, you don't talk? How do we start to open up those conversations?
That is a great question, and I'm going to begin just, I'm going to offer our audience a specific technique.
Okay.
But I would like everyone to know that we have Halloween coming up,
mm-hmm.
and at parties, a lot of people don't wait for Halloween to wear a mask.
Mm.
They wear a mask every single time.
That's powerful.
They appear happy and mm-hmm. comfortable at the party. And yet, they're hiding the mask of discomfort that they don't know how to go over to people and start a conversation. And again, as I said earlier, what goes around comes around. Since no one really taught our parents, they can't teach us.
Mm-hmm.
And so no one really, even in school, nowhere in this country, does anybody spend the time of bothering to teach people how to open up a conversation? And one of the things that I would offer your audience is to keep in mind that everybody may seem comfortable, but they have the same anxiety that you have. And people really can be activated just by speaking to them. In other words, we come home at night and the house is dark, and we take our hand to the left or the right, and we pull a switch and the lights go on.
Mm-hmm.
You want the oven to work, you turn the oven on. And people are voice activated.
Mm.
You get them to speak to you by first speaking to them.
Mm.
And in a very simple way. And the simple way is that if you want to start a conversation with anybody, it's either by opening up with a very simple declarative statement, and a declarative statement is anything you say, or a question, or a combination of a declarative statement and a question. For example, I live in New York, as you could tell from my accent,
uh-huh.
and in Manhattan, 99% of the people live in apartment buildings and go to work. We were in elevators several times during the course of a day. And most people, when they go into an elevator, treat the other person, if there's one other person in the elevator, like what we refer to as a non-person. They're not there. No one talks to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I will always go in and use an environmental prop. In other words, it's a prop in the environment, or what we call also a situational opener. And I'll say to the person, because weather is always changing, it's always extreme here,
mm-hmm.
And I'll say, gee, it's been raining so hard lately. Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow? And all I did was make a statement and ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it can get simpler than that. And every human being that I will say that to turns, smiles, and begins to talk to me because their voice activated. They were afraid to start the conversation. But since they're human beings, social animals,
mm-hmm.
they will always respond back.
Absolutely.
Always.
You know, I think that is critically important. And it's something, Marvin, that most of us never really think about. Let's get a quick break here. We're joined by Marvin Brown. The book is called How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. Simple Strategies for Great Conversations. It's one that you need to stay on point for. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more after this.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Are you getting your momentum yet? It is Momentum Monday, and if you're on your way by now, it's 8:15 Central Standard, 9:15 Eastern, and this morning, we're joined by Marvin Brown. He is an expert in business communication strategies and really just in communication strategies altogether. He's a sought-after speaker, and he is the author of How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime, Simple Strategies for Great Conversations. And I'm really, really excited about the book and about this conversation. And one of the things that you said in the book, Marvin, that I thought was really, really interesting, you said meeting people for the first time, conversation skills are perhaps the most neglected social skills in our society. And then you go on to say, it's a national affliction. If it were a disease, this would be an epidemic. Talk about why you feel this way.
Well, because it's really, as we've mentioned, it's all true. 95% of the people just don't know how to do it. And it's a serious implement to their ability to just enjoy life and engage in life. And one of the reasons why people should concentrate on their interpersonal face-to-face communication skills, and because people should just be aware of the fact, and although it isn't everything, a great deal of what is important to us in our lifetime really requires communicating with other people on a person-to-person level. In other words, not through texting. And although it may not seem fair when you hear it out loud, but people do judge our wit, our integrity, our sincerity, our intelligence, and even our knowledge through our conversational skills. And the last one I'm talking about is a job interview. Because there are so many people that are really qualified. They've spent a major portion of their life studying a certain field, and it all boils down to how well they communicate with the people who are interviewing them. And so, just to end it, statistically, continuously show, really, that people who get along well with others will go farther and faster in the business world, their professional life, than those who don't possess these skills.
And so you talk about, not to cut you off, Marvin, but you talk about the gift of gab. And I think that's really important what you said, because I think you're talking to a lot of people who have the book sense, they have the know-how, but when they go into an interview or when they need to show up verbally, are unable to put it together. How do we help those people? And you talk about the gift of gab not necessarily really even being a gift.
Right. See, that it is. It's like I said before, you see people who just seem to bop around the party and they meet everybody, and you say, they have a talent. I wish I had that talent. And it's everybody is born with a talent. For example, there are a lot of people in this country who could be professional athletes, men and women, but for one, and they really have that talent and gift in their body, but for one reason or another, they don't want to pursue that. And there are singers in this country that can sing as, or people have talent that can sing as well as Beyonce, but they don't want to spend the time learning. And being able to be a good, communicate with people is a skill. It's not a talent. And like any skill, it's on the road to success one step at a time. Just in the next several days, when you're out in the world, use the environment around you, find an environmental prop, and just with a declarative statement or a question or a combination of the two, speak to anybody, and you'll find out that they immediately talk back to you. And once you do this about even five or six times in different situations, that fear of shyness will disappear, and you'll know that you have a great power to be able to meet anybody you want anytime. It's a talent and a skill is different. We have the talent, but we have to work on the skill and just do it one step at a time.
So in other words, if we're all verbal, we have it, but we just need to work on the skill.
That is absolutely correct. And by the way, we're talking about 100% of those 95% of the people can develop these skills. Of course, if they read a book like mine or just even think about doing it.
And so talk about making that first and that very lasting impression. How do we do that?
I will give your audience what I consider to be the easiest tip in the world. And you must always understand that whatever anxiety is going on in your head when you're meeting someone for the first time and you really want to make a great first impression, that person in front of you seems relaxed and comfortable, but the same anxiety exists in their head. Mm. And if you, my first suggestion is to learn how to have a heart-to-heart talk with people who you talk to all the time. And I don't mean sharing everything in your life verbally. The tip is try to make sure that your heart faces their heart physically.
Mm-hmm.
You stand 2 feet away or 3 feet away, but you stand straight in front of them. You don't crowd them because you're standing 2 or 3 feet away. But if your heart faces their heart, it means you're looking at them and you're gazing at them and that you could make eye contact, which is so important in making a great first impression. And just being, and in other words, when smiling and enjoying the conversation. And when someone sees that you're enjoying meeting them, they feel so relaxed and relieved that they're enjoying meeting you.
Mm-hmm.
They love to meet you because you took them off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the greatest ways to make a first great impression is to allow other people to make a great first impression. And again, relax, use nonverbal communication and body language, look at them when they're speaking, when they say something, say, oh, really? God, that's interesting. And nod your head up and down, and nodding your head up and down while someone is talking for a minute because they're explaining something, it means like you're a traffic cop. You're saying, and your head is going up and down. Yes, I understand. Keep talking. I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel great. And you can actually make a great first impression without practically saying a word.
Wow. Now let's talk about how important body language is in a conversation. And many of us are not really aware of what our bodies are saying, where, in other words, your body may be saying one thing and your actions may be saying quite another.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why, again, I see people talking where they're talking to a person, but half their body is facing 45-degree angles where they're half in and they're half out, or they're not making eye contact, which is definitely body language. It is very important. It's the tone of your voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to have empathy for people, to feel it, but you also have to express it. So if someone tells you, gee, I just got a raise, or I just got a new job, or I just won $10,000 in a lottery, and you don't say, oh, that's great. Oh, that's great.
Uh-huh.
And you show it with nonverbal communication. The tone of your voice is body language. Sometimes people will unfortunately give you bad news,
mm-hmm.
and you don't say, oh, gee, I'm sorry.
Right.
You crinkle your head. You have an expression of distress in your face, and you say, oh, I am so sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And it conveys the message clearly that you understand and you're communicating with these people.
So
body language is at least as important as the words that you use. Because if I were to be speaking, and let's have your audience just self-visualize this.
Okay.
You come to a presentation, I get up, I stand there erect, staring straight ahead, not looking at the audience, and I say, ladies and gentlemen, I am very happy to be here today. As opposed to saying with my arms moving and vibrating and looking at the audience with a smile and saying, ladies and gentlemen, I am very happy to be here today. There's a difference, right?
Absolutely.
And it's all body language.
Absolutely.
Let yourself come out. Don't be inhibited.
And so for those people, Marvin, that are saying, you know, I know what you're saying is right on point, but I personally have issues, or people that are listening may have issues with making eye contact. How do we help those people to feel more comfortable and more engaged with coming eye to eye with another person?
The word to remember is not to stare, because that makes everybody uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's gazing. And what that means is you don't look into their eyes necessarily staring at them.
Mm-hmm.
You're standing about 3 feet away. You're relaxed. And by the way, the eye contact is when people are talking, because many times all of us, and you'll notice this, when people talk, they sometimes, not sometimes, but always make less eye contact because the brain can't do two things at the same time. In other words, sometimes when we're talking, we're trying to think of a word, we will look down or mm-hmm. away rather than at the person because that's doing two things at the same time.
Hmm.
So you'll notice that when people talk, half the time they're looking at you and half the time they're gazing to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it's just your time to 60 to 70% of the time, just gaze. You could look at their forehead. You could look at their chin
mm-hmm.
and go back and forth, as long as you don't look at an object around you.
Mm-hmm.
See, in other words, don't be afraid of making constant eye contact when you're speaking, but it's so much easier to do it when people are talking. You just stand there and look at them and gaze at them.
Uh-huh.
And they feel that they have your attention and they like you for that.
And
that's the trick of eye contact. There's a difference between staring and gazing.
Okay. And so next on the list, I want you to speak to women in terms of meeting another person and maybe especially a man and making that initial contact and handshake. Let's talk about that.
Yes. If it's an environment where you know that men, when they meet, will shake hands, and that's, of course, in business, it could be at a fundraising event, it could be in various places, at parties, when men meet in various, not all places, but in many places, they will shake hands. And if you're a lady, you have to understand that the overwhelming majority of men in this country are not sure whether they should really be shaking hands with a woman.
Hmm.
And so if it's common in that place for men to do it, and you're a lady, offer your hand to the man.
Hmm.
You know, just as if it's a casual, expected ritual.
Now, let me stop you right there, Marvin. Why? Because I have noticed that. Why are men unsure whether they should shake a lady's hand, especially if you're with your husband? Why is that so?
It's just because up until now, until we've had the gender revolution and the National Organization of Women, it's a cultural change. It's an evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And things change gradually. And some people are just not sure whether they should do it. And if a lady does offer her hand, she makes an initial great first impression because she took the man off the hook.
Mm.
And he's saying, oh, I'm glad she did that because I wasn't sure what to do.
Uh-huh.
And it shows that she knows what to do. She has confidence. And yes, culturally, touch is a very personal, intimate thing. And for many, many years, by the way, and this was up and even to the people are going to be surprised, up until the 1950, but certainly in the 40s, even in this country, women, when they went out in public, wore gloves.
Right.
Because men were not allowed to touch a woman's hand. And so touch is intimate. And, you know, men should not be touching women. And they feel even up until now, even in a handshake. And that's why, but now, even if it's a woman with a man and you shake the man's hand, you can shake the lady's hand.
And so in that, we've cleared that up. How should the woman shake? Should she shake very firmly, or should she shake moderately firmly?
This is easy. If you could just look at your thumb and the finger next to it, there is a V shape in there, and the index finger and the thumb. And what you do is you just gradually nudge your V into the other person's V. You certainly don't offer your fingers. That's gone in this country.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't offer a wimpy handshake. And you don't squeeze the person's hand. But if you could even take both your hands and put your own V into your other V, it's like a slight nudge.
Huh.
And just a very soft squeeze. And that's the perfect handshake, man to man, woman to man. And by the way, ladies, even in a place where you go, like a fundraising event or a business where men shake hands,
mm-hmm.
and you meet another woman, offer your hand, because that other woman is not sure whether she should do it or not.
Wow.
And when you do it, you show that you have confidence. You took the other lady off the hook,
mm-hmm.
and you're making a great first impression with another woman.
Absolutely.
Shake hands. It's like saying thank you, goodbye, hello. It's just part of our culture now.
Absolutely. Marvin.
And women, by the way, the women fought for this.
Yes, we did fight for this. And so as we close, Marvin, what is the most important thing that you hope that people reading the book will take away? What's the most important takeaway for you?
That all those feelings of shyness does not make you shy. That anxiety, it's not you. It's just that no one ever taught you what to do. And now if you do it, you will find those feelings of shyness will disappear in less than a month. And don't label yourself.
Mm.
It's just like saying, oh, I don't know how to do the Argentine tango. I'm a terrible person.
Uh-huh.
You never took lessons.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And just think of it as a skill that you have to learn rather than a talent, and you learn it by doing it, and all of these feelings of shyness will disappear and make your life happier.
Absolutely. The book is called How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime, Simple Strategies for Great Conversations. Marvin Brown is the author. He is an expert business communication strategist and a sought-after speaker. Marvin, we want to thank you so much for spending the very best and earliest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Oh, it's a great way to start the day. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, we've got to take a break, everybody. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival!
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup
Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the...
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official
Shenlaw Area
OPT
Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Shenlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-484. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Shenlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival!
From
the start. At the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OPT Network.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:42 Central Standard, 9:42 Eastern, and it is Momentum Monday. We hope that you have your momentum. If you don't, we hope that you're getting it. And you know how you get it? You get it by saying you have it. And, you know, as we were talking to Marvin Brown this morning, his book, How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime, Simple Strategies for Great Conversations, I thought about an article that I read by Carolyn Gregory, and she talked about, and I alluded to it earlier, she talked about technology causing us to lose and take away eye contact and conversation with our family. And she said, you know, between staring at computers during the workday and regularly gazing down at our cell phones, and probably somebody's doing it right now as we speak, she said Americans are spending more time with their eyes glued to their screens than ever before. And according to a recent study, it estimates that the average American spends more than 5 hours per day using digital devices on computers and on mobile devices. And the number is even higher, of course, for those people who work with those computer screens and digital devices. And so this morning we thought it was really, really important to bring back the art of conversation and looking people in the eye. And I know for us, everybody in our little family got new cell phone devices. And so we have been gazing at them a lot, trying to figure out how to make them work. But I think that we have to throw down the gauntlet, and we have to say, and we have to put some rules in place for our family, like at the dinner table, at certain times when we need to come together as a family and we don't need to be looking at a cell phone or an iPad or a computer screen. And I believe that we as adults and leaders in our family can change that. And I know that when our kids get to be a certain age, and I've heard parents say, you know, that they are starting to communicate with their kids via text messaging. And that has become a way of life. And we started seeing in our own family where we had questions or we wanted to get a response, and we were texting and we were saying, what is up with that? Why don't you just pick up the phone and have a conversation? And I'm telling you, we are losing the art of verbal communication and verbal skills. And I love what Marvin said. He said, and I, at first when I was reading the book, I took exception to this. He said, the gift of gab is not at all a gift. Yes, we all have gifts and talents. And to a certain degree, I do believe that being able to speak is a gift. But he said it's something that we all have if we're verbal. And we get better at it the more that we practice. And because we have become a world that is so technologically savvy, the need to practice verbal communication is literally gone out of the door. And so this morning, on this Momentum Monday, I hope this gives you momentum to start talking to your kids more. Start talking to your spouse more. I was talking to a lady that said that the communication between her and her husband had literally shut down. And the way that they were communicating with each other, and this is a real true story, is through emails. They never conversed at all except through emails. And if that's you and you're getting in a situation where you're texting your partner or your husband and you're always texting or emailing your kids, then you've got to stop and say, okay, something is wrong with this. And then when our kids go away from us and go out into the world, they're not equipped to articulate themselves and to say the things that they need to say to get the things that they need to get. And that's just real life. And if this doesn't give you a wake-up call, I don't know what will. And so for us, what we've started doing is we have started engaging young David Christmas in more and more conversation and not allowing him off the hook with a one-word answer. Like, how was your day? That declarative statement. Or, and so instead of saying just, how was your day? And he says, fine, or okay, or good. The next question is, okay, if your day was good, that's good. Tell me about your day. So that makes him have to think about telling me about his day. And he has to open up to more than one word. And then what we have found is in certain subjects, like Spanish, we'll say, let's talk about something you learned in Spanish. We know poquito, which is little, a little bit of Spanish, DC and I, from our years in college or whatever, but we know enough to kind of engage him in that. But it doesn't matter what we know. We're trying to engage him to see what he learned. And so what we have to do is we have to slow down and we have to start engaging our kids, because what we're finding as adults is that when our kids go in for a job interview, and we're going to have Marvin back to talk about those things like job interviews and accepting criticism and just so many other things that we all need to understand. But when our kids leave the safety of our homes and the safety of having to put a cell phone down and not being able to text the answer, and then not even texting in full sentences, texting in shorthand, if you will, they're not prepared to go out and understand how to look a person in the eye. And you know it's true. And one of the things that we need to start telling our kids is they have to start to learn to engage adults with eye contact. And I'm telling you, technology is wonderful, but it is causing us to lose a lot of our social skills. Not just kids, not just teenagers, but adults as well. You know why? Because it's easier. It's easier to write someone a note about what you want to say, especially when you're saying no, than it is to either pick up a phone or look a person eye to eye and say what it is that you want to say. And with all that said, I believe that we're losing a certain boldness. A certain boldness to speak up and speak out because we're hiding behind technology. And every single one of us is guilty. It is so much easier to text what you want to say as opposed to saying it. And that's why this conversation is critically important. And this is just the beginning. I believe that if we don't bring back some of the ways that we used to communicate, it will be a lost art form. And we'll never teach our kids how to really engage verbally because we're not doing it anymore. And so the book, again, is called How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. And they're just really basic, simple strategies for great conversations that I think we've all forgotten. And if we haven't forgotten, we're getting further and further away from it. And I think today is a great place to start engaging someone. And I love what he said. When you engage a person with a smile, it's just absolutely universal. Hey, everybody, it's 8:50. You're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally. my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Now, talking about verbal communications, Tanya Riley, the diva of gospel, came in. We're still talking about the Saints and the Patriots game. And, DC, I think that that is a game that will really get people talking. You know, didn't even mention the bad calls that were made and, you know, how Bill Belichick really wants to win at any cost. You know, and so things like that will get us talking. And I guess we just have to find some common ground, some things that we can all talk about.
Right.
And I really, you know, I was so enthralled with those last minutes of the game that I really kind of forgot about the bad calls that they made sort of at the end of the game where they called the ball that dropped a catch, and you were so...
Well, yeah, I realized that. But, you know, that's football. Stuff like that's going to happen. But I still believe the Saints should have won, even with the bad calls. Mm-hmm. That just lets you know. I believe that they are a better team. Their defense has to improve.
They have to get some defense.
Because we know their offense is popping on all cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can put points up on any team. And so, you know, they just have to stop some people. And I'm going to tell you, you know, when you're in the game of football and you have the opportunity to make adjustments to certain teams, you know, people see what they need to work on, what they need to improve on.
Mm-hmm.
And I can guarantee you those things that they need to work on, this game showed them mm-hmm. what they're going to need to do and how they're going to need to play different teams to be successful. I just feel like they have a good team this year. They're going to, you know, I'm not a big Saints fan. I'm truly not. I believe they'll let you down. But I know this is, you know, we're in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And when they won the Super Bowl, shucks, I was checking to see if anybody can contact somebody in hell to see if it had froze over. Because they always lost.
Oh, my
goodness.
I'm
just keeping it real.
Well,
they
have disappointed over the years.
Yeah. And when they won it, though, I believe they changed into a team that is to be reckoned with. They can beat people, and they will beat people. And this year, I think they're back popping on all cylinders. They got the coach back. And they have a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good team.
Do you think that? Do
not
you?
Cool for anybody. I just check if you got a good team. You got a good team. They got a good team.
Do you think that Sean Payton should have thrown the red flag on that?
Well, no, they didn't. See what happens. The TV folks didn't show the replay.
Uh-huh.
And the people upstairs don't see the replay. They don't really know. Once they see, they were in a hurry up offense.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they went into the hurry up offense, they hurried up and tried to get the ball up to get ready to play, and nobody saw a replay for them to challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the replay two plays later.
That's true.
You see, and that's what happens.
Right.
You know, and that's just football. I mean, that happens, but that's not the play. Because really, that play in the next two plays, it was fourth down, really.
Right. And then the Saints went three and out way too many times.
Yeah, those last
two. You can't really do that and win a ball game against the Patriots.
No.
And what do we want to say about the fans who left the Gillette Stadium in disgust?
Well, because they wanted to win. I mean, they used to winning it, and they couldn't believe they
those
were about to lose.
Those fans are fair weather, huh?
And they knew, because of the type of team that New Orleans is, they knew that New Orleans was going to pop the nails in the coffins, and they couldn't close it.
Uh-huh.
But that's okay. If you're going to lose one, you'd rather lose this like this than the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
You know, I firmly believe that at the professional level, nobody's really going to win all the games.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good game. And I guarantee you the next time they play a team like this, they're going to be ready.
And, you know, this is conversation. And this is what we're talking about this morning, finding some common ground, finding some things that we can all talk about and start conversing and stop texting so much and get your momentum this morning and start with a smile. Start with engaging someone this morning. And
yeah,
that's how it starts.
I love the way my morning started.
But you
do do do.
You say, "Hey, it is momentum."
I see you tomorrow.
It's momentum Monday.
Get my day going righteously.
DC, what am I gonna do with David Christmas? His momentum is up and kickstarted. We're sending all that good, positive energy your way so that you get your momentum for the day and for the week. And remember, it matters how you get started. We want to thank you guys so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We do it because we love you, but God loves you even more than that. Don't forget to love yourself and be compassionate to you today. Remember to be the change that you want to see. It starts with you and it starts with me. Go ahead. Hey, everybody. For David Christmas, for Carlette Christmas, we're out of time for now. He has given me such a hard time. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you right back.